meets Charles Blow, Trump will be fighting for his life in 2020. By Tony Lee on April 11, 2019. New York Times columnist Charles Blow on Tuesday said that Trump will be fighting for his freedom in 2020 because the Southern District of New York, SDNY, no doubt has charges waiting or being prepared against Trump. People are up in arms about Trump's ramped-up attacks on immigrants. They should be. But, expect much, much more, Blow tweeted. The SDNY no doubt has charges waiting or being prepared. The statute of limitations could expire if Trump is re-elected. Trump is fighting for his life. Left-wing activists in the resistance have been fantasizing. Especially after Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia collusion report found that Trump did not collude with the Russian government in 2016. About the SDNY potentially taking Trump down on bank fraud charges before the statute of limitations on what apparently happened in 2014 runs out in 2024. For instance, Above the Law's Ellie Mistel recently told MSNBC that the SDNY could put Trump in handcuffs if he does not win re-election in 2020. When Cohen said Trump was inflating his assets to get a loan to buy the Buffalo Bills, Michael Cohen wasn't trying to buy the Buffalo Bills, Donald Trump was. Do you know what the statute of limitations is on bank fraud that apparently happened in 2014? It's 10 years, Mistel reportedly told MSNBC. This election is so important for Donald Trump. Because if he does not win, SDNY is going to be waiting with cuffs on his way out the door. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie also said that the SDNY posed a bigger problem and a threat to Trump. I always said that, Special Counsel Bob Mueller is not what should concern the president or the White House. That's the Southern District of New York, Christie recently told CNN.